Proposal 223 from Sitka troller John Murray would have shifted some of the harvest to later in the summer. The king salmon summer troll season usually has two openings. 70% of the quota is targeted in July, while 30% is reserved for a second opening in August. The proposal would have changed the ratio in higher abundance years to 60% in July and 40% in August. Supporters argued that a longer August opening would give smaller boats a greater shot at the fish, while kings caught later in the season generally fetch a higher price. That last point was backed by an assessment from Patty Scannis of the Department of Fish and Game.
I do have some statistics on the difference in value between July and August based on fish prices, and the value of the fish, the fishery would be estimated to increase approximately 6% if 10% were moved to August from July. So there is likely to be some increase in value.
But critics argued that a shift would upset the status quo hammered out among trollers two decades ago. The board was down to four members during the discussion. John Jensen of Petersburg and Reed Morisky of Fairbanks recused themselves because of family connections to the troll fishery. Acting Chair Tom Kluberton of Talkeetna said he'd heard compelling testimony on both sides of the issue. He said he'd be more willing to upset the existing regime if the proposal came from a wider range of stakeholders.
I would feel so much better adopting something like this if it came in a harmonious concert like that, where the multiple voices came together and said, yep, we've put our minds together and we agree on this, because I see that being just the way it's how this area does business. So I'm inclined to not support it and try to encourage this area to continue to do business that way.
In the end, the proposal failed by a vote of 2-2, with members Sue Jeffrey and Fritz Johnson in favor. Meanwhile, the board voted 4-0 to approve a proposal from the Alaska Trollers Association to add a third potential summer opening for trollers targeting kings. In the current system, there are sometimes fish left under the treaty quota that governs king salmon after the August opener. But the number is usually small enough that if the department allowed another competitive opening, the fleet would blow past the target. So those fish generally go unharvested. The new regulations allow the department to open the fishery, but limit each permit holder to a set number of fish, potentially as few as 10 apiece. Dale Kelly of the Alaska Trollers Association said that even at low numbers, it would be worth it to mop up any final quota.
So there may still be a few left on the table, but our hope is it will take every fish that we possibly can under the quota. It's really important to get our treaty quota.
That's because king salmon generally make up half the value of the troll fishery each year, Kelly said. And besides, she added, pulling a king salmon over the rail is why you are a troller. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.